The Holy Gospel today comes from the 14th chapter of Luke. On one occasion when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place. And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. All right, so if you're visiting, hey, lucky you, you get Vulnerable Pastor Day, which we'll see what that means in a second. But so I have a song for you. Let's see if you know this song. You know this one? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Oh, you know that one. All right. Now, I was just, this is a new verse. You may not know this verse, but if you're a sinner and you know it, turn around. All right, half you know it. If you're a sinner and you know it, turn around. If you're a sinner and you know it, then you really ought to not do it. If you're a sinner and you know it, turn around. All right, anyway, that's that verse to that song. Jesus talks about the resurrection of the righteous in our reading today. And there's another place where he says, I have called not the righteous, but sinners to repent. I've called people who need me, who need God's love and God's grace. That's who I'm after. And if you think you're righteous, well, you just keep singing that song, because chances are you're not always righteous. And you're not always a sinner. And that's our Lutheran understanding. You are a sinner and you are righteous, sometimes back to back. That's how life is. And Jesus says, I have called not the righteous, but sinners to repent. I wrote down, you know, 'cause I was thinking about the gospel. What is the good news? 'Cause I'm a good news guy. My three words are generous, attentive, and joy. I try and think about those things all the time. Being generous in all things and being attentive to what's around me and trying to find joy, experiencing joy. And that's happened a lot. And then not so much sometimes. And again, that's how life is. But from that understanding of God's pulse, which I talked about with the kids, which I think is a good definition of gospel. and I misheard that word when I was talking with a friend this past week. He was doing a presentation for Providence. He works with the upper leadership at Providence Healthcare Systems, and he gives presentations about what their ministry is, because that's what they call Providence, because it was based on an order of sisters, and it's a Catholic hospital system. And what do we do about ministry? And part of it is they treat people with God's love, especially those who are vulnerable, especially, like Jesus said, the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. And that's what the gospel is. But I thought I heard him say God's pulse. And I liked that image of God's pulse. That, and so this is a saying I wrote down. If you have a pulse, you always have a chance with God. If you have a pulse, you always have a chance with God. And our hope lies in the resurrection of the righteous. So I would argue, and this is going to, you know, I came from a Bible-based, Christ-centered, fundamentalist church. So, you know, we took Scripture seriously. But I'm going to take this Scripture seriously of the resurrection of the righteous. If you were ever righteous once, you got a good shot at resurrection. You got a good shot at resurrection. In the next life, you will be with God. If you were righteous but once. And if you're here in church today, you're covered. Because you're righteous today. So I'm just telling you right now. You're in. So don't worry about that anymore. Worry about who Jesus called, which is called sinners. Called us to turn, come back to love. So what is the gospel? What is the good news? Because we always say that whenever we have a gospel reading. This is the good news. And sometimes when we're confused or when Jesus says harsh words or things we don't understand or contexts which are 2,000 years old, what is the gospel? Well, this is my definition of the gospel. The gospel is not based on guilt, shame, or fear. If you've come here because of guilt, well, let's work through that, because that's not what the gospel is about. If you've come here because you're afraid of something, God doesn't want you to be afraid. God wants you to experience love and joy and peace and compassion and mercy and all those great, great words. That's what is packed in to the gospel. And if you feel shame, you are God's child. You are God's beloved child, and you are known by God. You are welcome. It's not based on guilt, shame, or fear. The gospel is good news. It's God's pulse for us to share with the uninvited. That's what this text is about. It's about the uninvited. Who is going to walk through that door right now in your life who might be uninvited? And how does that person get uninvited in your life? And every person's answer is going to be different, because it could be your dead father who never gave a crap about you. Now, if he were suddenly to come in and probably is uninvited, how's that going to go? Or maybe you have a kid in your life, or a niece, or a nephew, or some young person that you've gotten attached to. And they've screwed up again and again and again, to the point where I can't do it anymore. What if that person walked in? How's that going to go? The gospel is good news. It is God's pulse for us to share with the uninvited. Here's the vulnerable part. So Beth and I, you know, we have Isaiah, who's here, and Grace, our daughter, who's now in college at Corbin. Well, she's been dating someone, a military person, but we hadn't heard from him for a while because he was on maneuvers at the base at Fort Lewis. His name is Will. He's been here. He's been to our church. He's been to our home. We've embraced him as another child of ours. Like I always say about anyone who's ever going to date any of our children, I'm going to find a reason to hate you, and until I do, and I couldn't, I can't, I still can't. Now that's, again, hate, that's not gospel-based. Let's just be clear. That's just dad-based. But the gospel is still good news, God's pulse for us and to share with the uninvited. So Beth and her, because she has a gift and a curse of intuition, Googled his name and JBLM, and he's AWOL. He's gone missing, and the report talked about suicidal things, and it's not something last night you want to hear. It's not good news. It's horrible news. And so, for Beth and I, this is raw. Now, I want him to come in this place right now. Even though I might have uninviting thoughts, I want him here. Because the gospel is good news, God's pulse for us to share with the uninvited. That's what the good news is. And I believe that even in my extremely vulnerable moment right now, and I'm hurting, you know, and I know you'll love us and support us and it'll be fine because this community is awesome. But I just have to lean on this. The gospel is good news. It's God's pulse in us. If you have breath, you have a chance. You have a chance with God. And it's to share with the uninvited. Now, I only say this all because I don't want to talk about this, but I have to. Because I just have to. And you have to us or to each other. Because we all have those people in our lives, or we are those people sometimes. And we have to deal with ourselves if we're happy, and we know we're probably not, you know, because we are dealing with stuff. And sometimes that's it. Sometimes a song is all you can do is sing it to know that the gospel is the good news, God's pulse for us to share with the invited. Or sometimes you just have to have it sung to you. So, that's reality. That is what the gospel is. And we live in a world where sometimes we are here and we are honored guests, and sometimes an invited person comes into our banquet. And how will that go? And the truth is, the gospel is the good news, God's pulse for us to share with the uninvited. There's one more little piece in that text that we heard today, and this is the guidance. I think this is the guidance piece. You know, Jesus gives us a command. It's bottom line, love your neighbor as yourself. Sometimes you got to love yourself to love your neighbor. That's reality. So my sharing my vulnerability is my working through loving myself to be able to continue, because we all have, you know, hard moments in life. But here's the guidance. Friend, move up higher. That's the scene in this banquet. That's what Jesus is talking about. Those who are uninvited. Those who are hurting. Those who are vulnerable. Those who don't have grace like you do, or love like you do, or have experienced the peace of Christ who passes all understanding. That's our guidance from Jesus. To lift them up. Friend, move up higher. That is the good news. It's God's pulse, and we know it on every breath we take. The good news is God's pulse for us to share with the invited. Thanks be to God that that's the setup. Amen. Oh, and by the way, I got this shirt yesterday, just to be clear. I wore this shirt because I needed a centering thing, and I like, and my pastor friend who was from Santa Cruz came up. I visited him in Seattle for about 5 hours. We went to Pike Place, and this was in the discount bin nonetheless. It's got a beautiful centered thing right there. It reminds me of God's pulse, so thank you.